1.
Join us for snacks
and solidarity
as we
raise funds for KBOO.
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 This is KBOO Portland.
Salad maison.
Appetizer?
No, that's all. Bon. I hate dining alone.
Miss it? You said you hate to dine alone.
Actually, I said that to myself.
I know. I can hear your thoughts.
Wine?
No, eu não bebo muito, obrigado.
You're Brazilian.
Do you recall the toucans?
Toucans.
Flying overhead?
Toucans.
Maybe 20 toucans flying over the river, all in a row? The trees are 100 feet high. The toucans fly from tree to tree, eating fruit in the top of the trees.
And they look like a flying beak with wings and a little tail.
A strange bird begins to call. You don't know what it is. It sounds like a tormented soul. Crying in the jungle. Someone said it is a restless spirit with one eye, and it is looking for someone to inhabit.
Did this happen?
Take me home.
I don't even know you.
Take me home, Jack.
But you know who I am.
Please.
Where is your home?
You know.
Brazil?
Look at me.
Your eyes are... so clear, like glass. Cool, like crystal.
What do you see?
I see myself reflected in your eyes.
Take me home, Jack.
I do know you. But it's as though I know you from a dream. Is that true?
You love the jungle, Jack.
Jungle Jack? How do you know that?
Don't you know me?
No.
Don't be frightened.
Well, who's frightened?
I can do things. I can become things.
Well, sure you can.
I'm going to show you who I am.
Great, fine.
I'm going to remove that which is not me.
Well, go ahead, fine.
My veil. My hat. My hair.
Hey, wait.
My ears, so... My nose.
Good Lord.
My eyes.
Wait, stop. Oh, my God.
My lips.
Stop.
And my skin.
Look at me.
No.
Look at me, Jack.
I can't. Oh, your face. My God. A skull. A clear crystal skull.
Take me home.
Who are you?
Your salad maison?
Huh?
You ordered the coq au vin?
The woman sitting here, where is she?
Here?
Didn't you see her?
When?
Now.
No.
She wasn't here?
Is everything all right?
No.
No?
I've lost my appetite. Yes, operator, 21-264-8262.
Museu Nacional, Departamento de Arqueologia?
Oh, I'd like to speak to Professor Klaus Vargas.
Que? Como assim?
Por favor, Professor Klaus Vargas.
Como?
Vargas, Klaus Vargas.
Um momento, por favor.
My Portuguese really stinks.
Aqui é o Dr. Evans Wentz. Como te posso ajudar?
Oh, por favor, Klaus Vargas.
O professor Vargas não está no Brasil.
Por quê?
Não está no Brasil. O professor Vargas não está no Brasil.
Oh, he's not in Brazil. Tem... taking his place. Substituto?
O quê?
Tem substituto.
Would you prefer speaking English?
Actually, yes. Can I speak to whoever replaced Professor Vargas?
Now that would be Professor Newman.
Newman? Oh.
Can I talk to him?
Of course. Who is calling?
Jack Flanders.
Ah, Mr. Flanders. I've heard so much about you.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. And who are you?
Dr. Evans Wentz, Professor of Archaeology. I'm on leave from Oxford.
I see.
Are you coming to Rio?
No. Could you please put Professor Newman on the line?
Of course.
I look forward to meeting you.
Oh, right. Rio. God, I'd love to return to Rio.
Jack Flanders?
Oh, yes.
Not the Jack Flanders.
Well, yes. You're Professor Newman?
Terry Newman. Forget the professor.
You're American.
University of California, Berkeley.
I used to go to Berkeley.
No kidding.
Yeah, in the 60s.
The 60s. Wow.
The late 60s.
Far out.
So, what are you doing in Rio?
Research and filling in for Klaus.
Where are you calling from?
New York.
I was hoping you were in Brazil.
Listen, I'm calling about the crystal skull.
Oh, you heard.
What?
It was stolen.
Stolen?
Last night. Yeah. Out of the entire display of Amazonian artifacts, the crystal skull was the only thing taken.
God.
Oh, yeah, and the eyes. They took the eyes.
Great.
Look, I've been wanting to meet with you. Are you coming down for Carnival?
No.
For the Feast of Yemanja?
New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Why don't you come down?
That's in 3 days.
Look, I have a theory about that lost city you discovered in Amazonas.
Lost city?
I'd love to talk to you about it.
Would you?
Damn, I wish you were here.
Look, I'll have to get back to you.
Oh, great.
Goodbye.
Ciao.
Take me home, Jack. Yeah, right. I'll just catch a cab and take you home. Right to the middle of the Amazon. Winter thunderstorm in New York City. Very rare. Hello? 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 Oh, great. Listen, whoever you are, or whatever you are, I'm... Hello? Hello? Gee. What? Oh, no, it's the door. My life is filled with bells. There's no one there. Wait a minute. The rug. It's all wet. What's this? It's moss growing on my walls. God, there's a snake wrapped around my floor lamp. And vines growing up the walls. I never should have bought this condo. Oh, my God. Up on the ceiling. What are those things? Spiders. Oh, I almost stepped on a frog. Sorry.
Take me home.
Where are you? Oh, I get it. I get it. If I don't take you home, my home becomes your home. Is that the point of all this?
You got it, Jack.
Well, it's nice to see you have a sense of humor. Ouch! Mosquitoes.
Jungle Jack?
Perfect. Yeah, Jungle Jack. You know, I'm going to need a machete to get to my own bathroom. So where are you?
Do you want to see me?
It would make this easier.
Yes. Here.
Huh. Evening gown. You're not exactly dressed for the jungle.
Sit down, Jack.
My sofa's a little soggy right now.
Sit down.
Oh, God, there are snakes in my cushions.
Sit down. Look at me.
Nice eyes. You're going to take them out again?
No.
Do your little striptease again?
Look at me.
Oh, no. There goes the gown. And there's nothing. No body, just nothing. Oh, my God. Your head. It's floating in the air.
Remove my hair.
No, can't you do it yourself?
I have no hands.
Oh, right. Okay, there.
Remove my face.
Look, I would rather not.
Do it.
How? Like, you mean from the neck up?
Mm-hmm. Remove it.
If it'll make you happy. You don't have any lips.
Kiss me.
No.
I can't stay long. Do it.
No way. Good.
Kiss me.
Look, when you leave, just take your jungle with you, okay?
Please take me home, Jack.
I said don't forget your jungle.
Take me home. Take me home, Jack.
And your snakes. Don't forget your snakes. Hello. I'd like to book a flight to Rio de Janeiro. When? Tonight. Hard to believe. Last night I'm in New York. This morning, Rio. The ocean, the beach, Sugarloaf Mountain, Corcovado with the statue of Christ. Christ.
Fantastic. Where are you staying? Oh, Hotel Atlantica. Copacabana? When can we meet? This evening. 8 o'clock.
Looks like they're starting to celebrate New Year's Eve early.
They're expecting 2 million people on Copacabana Beach tonight.
2 million?
That should be quite a sight. Everyone dresses in white.
Well, I'll put on my white suit.
I want you to meet a friend of mine, Claudia Gages.
Do you know about the Feast of Iemanjá?
Oh, that's the goddess of the sea.
Iemanjá is a very important Macumba goddess.
They'll be placing candles all over the beach.
When it becomes midnight, they offer their gifts to Iemanjá.
What kind of gifts?
Flowers, miniature boats, perfume. Some are really elaborate.
They write their wishes on paper and hope Iemanjá will accept their offerings.
If she accepts them, the waves carry them away. If not, she tosses them back on the shore.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a special ritual to end the old year and to honor Iemanjá.
Oh, listen, I meant to tell you, there's someone else who insists on joining us.
Who?
Professor Ivan Vance.
Oh, the Oxford fellow.
Professor Pegajoso.
What was that?
The sticky fingers.
Oh.
Well, he wants to meet you.
Oh, okay. Terry, why was the skull stolen?
I thought you'd know.
How would I know?
Well, the origins of the skull goes back to the Lost City.
Does the Lost City really exist?
I'm not sure.
Wait a minute. I thought you were there.
Well, there's something about that valley. I try to remember it. I know it exists physically. The ruins covered by the jungle, the temples, the palace. But it's as though that's not what's there.
I don't follow.
The valley is... I don't know. We may have been hallucinating the whole time we were there. If we were there.
Que estranho.
Yeah, I know it sounds strange, but I have dreams. The city. It's not real. It's another reality. Another level it exists on. And I can only enter it through my dreams.
Could you go back if you wanted to?
Oh, even if I could find the valley, and I can't. I feel it should remain like it is, undisturbed, just lost from our memories.
You do realize the immensity of this find and what it would mean.
I think there are places that are sacred and should remain that way. They may still serve a purpose. They may, in some subtle way, keep things in balance. I know both Frida and Professor Vargas felt the same way.
Deixa pra lá.
Yes. Let it be.
Oh, here he is.
Jack Flanders. I'm Professor Evans Wentz.
I'm glad to meet you.
Professor Newman, Claudia.
Yep.
Well, we've just been talking about the lost city.
Can you find it?
No.
How did you find it before?
Well, we use the crystal skull to guide us.
How do you mean?
Well, it's like a crystal ball. You use it to focus your mind, to open yourself to other things.
Oh, come on, that sounds like gypsies.
Well, maybe it does. They say most of the universe is invisible to us, and most of our brain isn't used. Well, maybe that part of our brain that we don't use is being used to see the invisible.
You like to dabble in metaphysics, Mr. Flanders.
Whoever stole the skull, could they find the city?
I don't know.
Can you find it without the skull?
No.
Can you find it with the skull?
I don't know.
Well, listen, we have a party to catch. Why don't you come along?
No, thank you.
You shouldn't be alone on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I won't be. Not with 2 million people.
Sure you won't come?
No, thanks. I'm expecting to meet someone.
Well, we'll talk some more.
Oh, okay.
One with you, Jack.
Bye.
So, Mr. Flanders.
Yes?
You really believe the lost city is out there in the middle of the Amazon?
I was there.
Can you find it again?
You mean by gazing into my crystal skull?
Exactly.
Like the gypsies?
I have a reputation as a scientist. I also know a little about metaphysics.
Well, it's not an easy place to find.
If you had the skull, could you find the valley?
Look, the Amazon basin is as big as the United States from the Mississippi to the Pacific.
Yes, well, it's been a pleasure. I hope we'll be able to talk again in a less noisy and festive atmosphere. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Things are livening up all right.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Jack Flanders, de volta. No Rio.
Paolo Pompadoro. You're still out of jail, I see.
Que coincidência.
Oh, yeah, what a coincidence.
A gente se esbarra de novo.
Yeah, we meet again.
2 million people on the beach tonight, and here he is. Number 2,000,001, huh?
Yeah, amazing, huh?
I have heard so much about you, Mr. Flanders.
Hello.
Teresa, let me introduce you to my good American friend, Mr. Jack Flanders. Teresa Cavalcanti.
Muito prazer, Mr. Flanders.
It's my pleasure. Would you care to sit?
Of course, of course. Oh, garçon. Hey, vem cá.
Mr. Flanders, have you come to the Feast of Iemanjá?
More or less.
More or less, that means yes.
Yes.
You look at me strangely, Mr. Flanders.
Jack, please.
Okay, Jack.
I find Brazilian women exceptionally beautiful.
So, Jack, here we are again, huh?
Paolo, do you remember the crystal skull?
Remember? Of course. Minha cabecinha predileta.
What?
He said my favorite little head.
Paolo, you know it was stolen.
Stolen? No.
Yes.
From the National Museum?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes.
I'm shocked.
You mean it wasn't in the papers?
Papers? Who reads papers? Do you read papers?
Never.
See? So why would someone steal a skull?
Yeah, why, Paolo?
Don't look at me.
You are in Rio to find this skull?
Well, you might say I'm in Rio for the skull to find me.
Jack, you are so funny. And Jack, here you are in Rio. New Year's Eve, amazing, huh? What are you doing tonight?
Will you come to our party, Jack?
I wish I could, but...
We're not going to be alone.
Not on New Year's Eve. No, no, no.
I'm expecting someone.
Ah, hello, my paquerinha, eh?
You are staying in Copacabana?
Yes, at the Hotel Atlantica.
Jack, we must get together, right?
Right.
We'll talk about old times, right?
Right.
I hope we will see more of you. It's been a pleasure meeting the real Jungle Jack Flanders.
Right.
We'll have dinner one night, huh? All right?
Yeah, sure.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. Oh, my favorite crook. Teresa Cavalcanti. Jungle Jack Flanders. Well, I guess I'll just sit here and wait for the fireworks to begin.
Bring me this skull, Paulo.
Põe aonde?
Põe aqui, entre as duas velas. É, é, tá bom. Perfeito.
O Jack agora vai se ferrar.
Quieto! Eu preciso de silêncio. Me leva de volta. Take me home,
Jack. Look at me, Jack. Wait. Before you start removing your face, you have to understand a couple of things.
I know.
Wait, don't remove your face. You have to understand, I can't return you to the Lost City.
Oh,
says the skull. Look, I don't know how to get back.
No problem.
Even if I did know, I don't know where Paolo is keeping you.
Look at me.
Wait. Now, Paolo has stolen you to find the city. Do you see what I'm... Oh, my God, she's removing her hair again.
Do you like me, Jack?
No, not when you pull off your ears like that.
Do you like me?
No, not the nose, please.
Jack.
Put your nose back on.
Jack.
Oh, the lips, I hate that.
Do you like me?
I like you better with lips.
Do you like me?
Oh, and there goes the rest of her face. God.
Look at me.
Just go away.
Look at me.
All right. Hello, Crystal Skull.
Kiss me.
Oh, no, come on.
Kiss me.
Not on a first date.
Kiss me.
Definitely
kiss
not.
Me.
Look, forget it.
Kiss me.
All right.
You could get the kiss?
You don't have any lips. Come on.
This is a kiss.
Oh, God. Oh, something's happening. My head. It's ice cold.
Your skull is turning into crystal.
Great.
See that woman? You know her thoughts. You see with her eyes.
transparent, like ghosts. I can see through them. I can step into them.
See with my eyes, Jack.
You really see things differently, don't you?
What do you see?
I see others here. They're not real, but they are real to you.
Do you see my home?
I see the valley, the lost city, covered by the jungle.
See with my eyes, Jack.
The city glows. It's transparent. It floats in the air.
You remember how to return?
Yes, I remember.
Look out at the ocean, Jack. Do you see her?
Yes.
Yimsha. Do you see her? Mother of waters and orishas. When she dances, it's the rolling of the sea. Her clothes are as white as foam.
Yimsha. Mother of waters and all orisha.
Drink at my sources. Although I am the oldest woman alive, I am the most supple and the most beautiful.
You are the most beautiful.
I open my arms to you. Come, sleep with me.
Beach. Oh, Irene. Oh, that was the most interesting New Year's Eve I've ever lived through. That's assuming I did live through it. Okay. Wait a second. Be right with you. Un momento. Yes?
Um pacote pro Mr. Flanders.
What? Oh, a package. Yes.
Aqui.
Thank you. Oh, it's heavy. Oh, wait a second. Here, this is for you.
Obrigado.
Well, what wonderful surprise do we have here? A black leather bag. Okay. And what is this? Yeah. I had a feeling it was you. Hello, Skull. And how are you this morning? Oh, you're not speaking today, huh? Well, Happy New Year anyway. Hey. Your eyes. Where are your eyes? Oh. In here. Someone else has them. Why?
Clever's your fault, Sam. Take me home.
Okay. I'm taking you home. I know. Look, I know it's New Year's Day. Huh? Well, it came back to me last night. No, I wasn't dreaming. It just came back. Yes, Terry, that's what I'm saying.
I know how to get back there. What? Yes, I can find it. Well, we'll have to fly to Manaus. Look, I don't think much of Manaus either, but... Yes, I agree, it is the armpit of the Amazon, but we'll have to get a boat and supplies. A boat with berths to go up the River Negro. And then a small outboard for the shallow rivers. And one other thing. There's someone who would love to know where we're going. I think he was responsible for stealing the crystal skull. Paolo Pompadora. Yeah, I didn't think you knew him. Well, anyway, so... What? Claudia? Look, Terry, this isn't going to be a picnic. I know she's your assistant, but... Okay, listen. All right, but you tell her this isn't going to be easy. It's a long trek. There's... No, it's not just the snakes and spiders and scorpions and jaguars and God knows what else. There's... No. There's something about that valley. Something that can take over. You can laugh all you want, Terry. But I saw it happen. All right. Fine. Claudia can come. Mm-hmm. Bye. Well, Skull. Looks like I'm taking you home.
How long has it been?
Since I was here last?
Mm-hmm.
5 years.
The Amazon is so beautiful.
Yes, I know, Claudia.
The Amazon basin covers 2/5 of South America, 2.5 million square miles.
It's difficult to believe something so big can be destroyed.
Mm. So far, they've discovered over 1,500 species of freshwater fish.
Too many people trying to survive.
In Europe, the number of species is only 150.
I love it here.
The hawks, the butterflies, the weird frogs.
Well, there are 1,800 species of birds.
Claudia, does he ever stop?
Quantos dias?
Chica wants to know how many days.
Três dias.
Que?
Três.
Três?
Você nos espera lá?
Que? Como é que é?
Claudia, help me here, huh?
Chico, você nos espera lá e depois...
While we go the rest of the way on foot.
O resto do caminho a gente continua a pé.
E quanto tempo eu devo esperar?
How long will we wait?
Well, he may have to wait a week.
Talvez uma semana.
Se vocês voltarem, por quanto tempo eu espero?
He asks, how long does he wait in case we don't return?
Tell him we are going to return, so don't leave without us.
Nós vamos voltar, Chico. Não vá embora antes.
No problem.
No problem.
É melhor a gente dar uma paradinha. Já está ficando tarde.
Yeah, it's getting dark. Chico says we should stop for the night.
No, I want to get as far away from Manaus as possible.
Chico, put on the lights.
O quê? Não entendi. Fala em português.
Não, acende os faróis. Nós vamos prosseguir.
No problem.
Sure a lot of frogs out there.
Look at the fireflies. So many.
Zillions.
Good place to stop.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Chico! Nós ancoramos aqui hoje à noite.
Okay, boss.
When I was a little girl, Jack, we live on the edge of the jungle. It was very scary and very magical. I saw, how do you say, divas?
Divas?
Little divas.
Little opera singers? There are such things?
No, come on. Forest spirits.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Oh. They're different for different trees. The forest is filled with divas. You think I'm crazy?
No.
Did you see divas?
Well, I've seen other things.
Like what?
Oh, a unicorn.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
It just came out of me. There was a flash, and there it was. It just sort of exploded out of my eyes.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
can't sleep with those stupid frogs. Where's my flashlight? It's batteries. Oh. Eyes. There's red eyes everywhere. Jack, wake up.
What?
Look, all around the boat.
What?
Red eyes.
Alligators.
Alligators?
Caiman.
Caiman.
Yeah, they're a lot like alligators.
Red eyes?
Only when you shine that light on them.
Well, there's thousands of them.
Terry, I think they're vegetarians. But then again...
Oh, great.
Terry, lights out.
I feel like we've been traveling for days.
Oh, we've only just started.
Mm. More cafezinho?
Yeah, por favor. Obrigado.
Why are we stopping?
I don't know. Hey, Chico?
Chico, por que é que nós estamos parando?
O rio está muito raso.
Oh, the river's too shallow.
Well, then we better take the outboard from here on.
O Jack falou que nós vamos no barco menor.
Tá legal. Então vou preparar.
So, what was so special about that skull?
Why was it the only artifact stolen from the museum?
Was it used as an oracle?
Well, probably. Crystal balls or crystal skulls are used to focus the mind.
Is it channeling?
Well, channeling is different. It's when an entity enters a person and speaks through them.
Maybe.
You don't believe?
Well, there's two theories about what goes on. One is, like Terry said, an outside entity speaks through the person. The other is that the channeler contacts a higher part of himself.
Which do you think it is?
Who knows?
Is it bogus?
No.
You're not gonna sleep on the boat?
No, I'm gonna put my hammock up on the beach.
Yeah, well, don't stray too far. I hear it's a jungle out there.
Oh, really? Good night.
He's always got that black bag with him.
I know.
What's in it?
Ask him.
I might. Want to make love in a hammock?
No. Hammocks are too dangerous.
Part of the fun.
Hoje não. Eu tô com uma dor de cabeça, não.
Chega mais.
Não, não.
Vinca.
Não.
Great.
Okay, Skull. They're all asleep now. And you've been nice and quiet. You feel warm. Happy to go home? What was that? Nothing. This jungle is crawling with life. Well... Good night, Skull. Pleasant dreams.
This is hopeless. It's a maze of tributaries. Does anything look familiar?
No.
No?
Não sei onde estamos. Acho que estou perdido.
Chico says we're lost.
Well, I'm not.
I hope you're right.
Did you sleep well, Jack?
Not bad. You?
I had a strange dream.
Oh?
I dreamt I was standing in the jungle, looking at the riverbank, and you were sitting by the fire. You were talking to someone, but I couldn't see anyone. The sound of your voice, it was like you had a secret.
Does that bother you?
A little.
Well, sometimes you have to trust that it's all right.
Why?
Because it feels all right. You just have to run it through your heart and say, see how this feels. Your heart feels it and says, feels right.
I see.
Chico.
Oi.
Get off the river.
O que aconteceu?
O Jack é que você saia do rio.
Go to the bank. Under the trees, now.
Ali na margem, embaixo das árvores. Rápido.
Falou, já estamos indo.
What is the problem?
Cut the motor.
Para o motor.
É pra já, deixa comigo.
Oh, what the hell is going on?
Quiet.
What are we doing?
There. Do you hear that?
It's an airplane, so what?
My guess, it's a seaplane.
What am I seeing? The plane, boss.
Good guess.
How could we be followed?
I don't know.
Olha lá, os tucanos.
Wow, tucanos.
Tucans. Flying from tree to tree, all in a row.
They look like flying beaks.
Yeah. Okay, Chico. Vamos.
Vamos lá, boss.
Jack, how could you hear that plane over the boat engine?
I didn't.
How did you know it was there?
I felt it.
Well, here's where we get out and walk. Now, Chico understands, right?
Chico.
Pode falar.
Fica aqui até a gente voltar.
Tudo bem.
And tell him to keep the boat hidden.
Esconde o barco.
Okay.
Claudia, we're all set?
All set, Jungle Jack.
Well, ciao, Chico.
Boa sorte.
What?
Good luck, boss.
Thanks.
It's hot.
Ai, tô toda molhada.
What?
I'm swimming in sweat. Look at me.
Hear that?
What's wrong?
I itch.
Want me to scratch you?
I just wanna rest.
Jack, let's stop.
Okay, sure.
Ooh. It's getting dark.
Yeah, it's a storm. They sure come up fast out here.
This is really crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, but it'll get a lot crazier.
What the hell is that?
It's a hungry jungle spirit with one eye looking for a body to inhabit.
Ai, que ótimo.
Okay, it's this little bird with a big voice.
Muito engraçadinho.
You know, it's easy to see how the Indians invented magical realism.
What?
You hear things like that in the jungle, and your primitive imagination runs wild.
Right.
Come on, group. It's time to move on. It's starting to rain.
How much farther is it?
I've got no idea.
Oh, the rain feels good.
Hey, wait. Stop a moment.
What?
Quiet. Come on.
Ooh, steps.
You're right. Steps. Cut into the rock.
Yes. I know this place. These steps lead down to the caves. Be careful. They're slippery.
Quite a waterfall.
Yeah. It's a lot bigger than the last time I was here.
So, where are the caves?
Behind the waterfall.
There aren't any of those vampire bats in these caves.
Vampire bats?
They won't bite you if you stay awake.
No sleep?
Well, we can take turns brushing the bats off each other.
Brushing bats?
This is a maze of caves. How do you know which way to go?
Just give me a moment, okay? Claudia. I need to be by myself.
Okay. They really suck your blood?
Well, they don't go for the jugular. They just go for the bulbous parts of the body.
Bulbous?
Yeah, the nose and the toes are the first to go. I'll see you later.
Go Claudia! Maybe you'll wake up with a bat on the end of your nose?
Muito engraçadinho. E talvez você acorde com um na ponta do seu charuto.
Uou! There's one.
Ai, meu Deus!
Well, Skull, you're getting excited. You're almost home. So, which way? I see.
I feel like we've been walking in these caves for days.
Yeah, you lose your sense of time in the dark.
Onwards, onwards.
Yeah. How much farther?
Another day or two.
What?
Joking, just joking.
Is it still night or is it day?
Shh. Listen. Do you hear that?
Birds?
Yes. We're not far now. There it is.
Um vale mágico.
A magical valley.
It's beautiful.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
The mounds, are they the ruins?
Well, the flat plain is a plaza. At the far end, the highest mound, it looks like a hill. That's a temple.
Yeah, I see.
And grouped to the west, the smaller mounds are a number of other buildings.
And what is that?
Well, that's the largest. It's the palace.
Extraordinary.
But I remember it as being covered by the jungle. I could hardly make out anything before. Why would there be less vegetation?
I can't believe this. How is this possible? Are there other cities that we know nothing about?
Jack, when you were here, did you enter the buildings?
Can you find the entrance again?
I just need a little time. Something about this valley that's so intense.
Intoxicating.
Is this it?
I think so.
Was the entrance all covered with glyphs?
These aren't anything like Mayan carvings.
No, definitely not.
Nor Aztec.
No, nothing I've ever seen before.
There should be more inside. Come on in.
Extraordinary.
Look, the walls are covered with glyphs.
Whoa, it's an epigrapher's paradise.
Shine your light at the ceiling.
Sure. Oh.
I didn't see that before.
It's stuccoed.
Hold your light still. I think it's a painting of the city.
It's a relief.
Yeah, it sure is. Shoo.
A bas-relief.
I know. It's like some celestial city, suspended way above us.
I can't even begin to imagine who built this.
Is that the idea of heaven?
No, I don't think so.
Why do you say that?
It's just a feeling.
It's too faded, really. But look, there's towers and domed buildings. Architecturally, this is completely different from what we're standing in.
Could it have been done by another culture that moved into the valley?
I have a feeling it's part of the original structure. It's built into the ceiling.
Faded with time.
Like a ghost city.
Yeah.
Am I bothering you?
No. Just watching the sunset.
Beautiful here.
Yeah.
It's so quiet.
You know, when I was here before, I didn't want to leave.
Are you waiting for something?
Waiting for darkness. Waiting for the dreams to begin.
Do you want to be alone? Okay, Jungle Jack. Bons sonhos.
Getting dark. Have you seen Jack?
He wants to be alone.
With his black bag.
Look, the moon.
Great frogs.
Wow. Excellent frogs.
Some flower.
The perfume fills the valley.
Pungent.
Intoxicating.
Oh.
The mist is moving in, like a veil settling over the valley. Ghostly shapes hovering in the moonlight. God, it's more beautiful than I remembered. Ah, fragrance of orchids. So intoxicating. Well, Skull, tomorrow, maybe you'll be back on your pedestal. For now, good night. It's like the ghost of a city hovering above the valley. Well, it's just above the temple. The more I stare, the more it appears to shape itself into a transparent ghost city with bridges connecting the towers. And am I making this up? No, it is up there. If I can climb to the top of the temple, I think I can almost reach it. Only God knows what's underneath these vines. Oh, good. There's steps. Oh, the fragrance of the orchids is even more pungent up here. Looking up, seeing that city above me, and the structures. They're not ghostly replicas of these ruins, but something quite different. So odd. The buildings are clear. I can actually see through them. Clear as... yeah. Clear as crystal. The top. I see the valley in the moonlight, rimmed by mountains, and the strange misty shape still above me. The ghostly city. I can almost stretch out my arms and touch it. I'm rising off the temple. I'm being drawn into the air, up into the city. Oh, my God. I stopped. It's solid. I think it's solid. But everything here is transparent, like glass or... right, like crystal. And the way the moon shines through the buildings, and the plants and the
vines, these strange trees. They're all pale and transparent. A city that hovers in the air, alien, not of this earth, pale, white, like the mist, and the coolness of the night. It's a courtyard. An archway that stands alone, like a doorway leading into nothing. Nothing beyond. Odd. Birds. Clear, fragile as glass. Perching and singing. Fountain. Water. It's like beads of glass spraying up into the air. And the ripples. It's just like a pool of melted glass rippling. My face is reflected in the pool, but I can still look through the reflection down into the valley below. Why does this archway stand alone? I just look in through the arch, and I see nothing. It's just blank, nothing. It's so odd. I wonder what happens if I step through the arch. There's something in there. I'm afraid to enter. What is it I fear? Oh, it's getting light. The city is dimming. It's so transparent now. The sun is beginning to rise. It feels like the stones are no longer solid. I've got to get back above the temple so I can jump. Oh, the stones are—they're soggy. I'm sinking through the floor. My whole body is sliding through. I'm falling. Oh. Oh. Nice shot. It was as though I was walking around inside the mind of the crystal skull. If it has a mind. Or was it my own mind?
Have you wondered what volunteering at KBOO is like? Do you want to get more involved with your community radio station? KBOO's fall membership drive begins Thursday, September 6th, and runs through Saturday, September 22nd. We need volunteers to answer the phone lines throughout the drive. You can make a huge difference with your participation, helping listeners become members. It's a great way to support KBOO while getting a behind-the-scenes view of how we work at our busiest time. Email Ani at volunteer@kboo.org or call 503-231-8032, extension 213, to find shifts that work for your schedule. Thank you for supporting KBOO Portland.
Ever wonder what happens to your Fred Meyer reward points? Now you can turn them into excellent community radio by linking your Fred Meyer Rewards card to KBOO. Look up KBOO or our ID number 86634 at fredmeyer.com/community rewards. Every time you use your card, KBOO will get money. Your rebates, discounts, and gas bonuses are unaffected. With your Fred Meyer reward card, you can even turn cat litter into support for KBOO. Go to fredmeyer.com/community rewards, all one word, and link your card to KBOO.
Meow.
You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland. And now, the world. Streaming online at KBOO.FM. Hello, world. This is KBOO.
Sometimes I feel like I've been asleep all summer long. And now I'm going to wake up and mosey on down the hallway here. And slide into the studio and spot that big chair over there. And now I'm going to crawl up into that thing so we can be here now. From the corner of Calacala Boulevard and Bourbon Street, in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.